Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking in the book of James, chapter number 1, and this morning beginning in verse number 21. And we're pursuing the thought of religion and genuine religion, pure religion, versus counterfeit religion. I was reading a newspaper account of the Welsh Revival over 100 years ago. And there they didn't use words like saved or born again, but they used the term conversions. They had so many conversions. Well, may I say that if a man's religion is genuine, it will cause and bring about a conversion. Conversion means to change. Verse number 21, I believe the Bible asks the question to every individual, is our religion personal? Is it personal? The Bible says, first of all, wherefore? And I think here is a willingness to remember and a willingness to look at it. I've often said, faith that cannot be tested cannot be trusted. Someone said, well, somebody preached, and made me doubt my salvation. Well, I'm not saying that doesn't happen. I'm simply saying this. You need to get it nailed down to the point to where that won't happen. And so, wherefore, the Bible says, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. So, if we have a personal religion, first of all, there ought to be in our hearts a willingness to remember, and it's healthy to recall that thing. Wherefore, because we're saved, lay apart all filthiness. So there's a willingness to remember, but there's also wickedness to remove. That's the whole idea of conversion, a change. The Bible says, lay apart all filthiness. We live in a filthy world. And the word filthy here has the idea of nastiness. And my friends, when you begin to look at some of the things that go on, the misuse of God's precious, most precious gifts, my friend, they're just filthy. They're nasty. Just turn your stomach. Just lay aside that. Lay apart all filthiness. Get rid of all of it. And superfluity of naughtiness. Now, in our day, the word naughtiness probably doesn't have as strong a meaning as it once did. But that word has the idea of wickedness. And the word superfluity has the idea of overabundance, of an overabundance of wickedness. Let us lay apart all filthiness or nastiness and the superfluity or the abundance of naughtiness or wickedness. May I say that if you have a personal religion, and I'm talking about true religion, pure religion, I'm talking about a commitment to Christ. If you have a true conversion and not a counterfeit, then that religion will become personal to you, and it'll cause you to remove some wickedness from your life. But then the Bible goes on to say, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. So there's the willingness to remember, there's the wickedness to remove, but finally there's a word to receive. If a child of God does not have any interest in the Word of God, I have to wonder about it. Because, you see, our religion is to be a personal religion. A conversion is to be something that God does. And it should be natural for us to want to see how we can get closer to God and improve our Christian life and our Christian walk day by day. The word religion simply means a cause or a principle or a system of beliefs to be held to with dedication and faith. A lot of people are holding on to things with dedication. However, there's nothing real about it. There's nothing personal about it. They're just going through a form, and there has been no change from the inside out. Father, I pray to that one for that one today. That is walking around with a false profession. They have been slipped a counterfeit. They do not know Christ and a free pardon of sin. Convict them and save them in Christ's name. Amen. This is the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.